We love a hand dryer, don't we? It always seems that our episodes start with a hand dryer and a toilet.
And it's like they know the moment we switch the mic on, please put the hand dryer on, don't they?
This was the noisiest hand dryer.
Hello, welcome to another Spammer World podcast episode. So last week we were running through some of your questions, and it has seeming to be that time of year where a lot of people are talking about the dreaded C word.
Christmas.
So we have got our little we've got our phones out, our notes, we've got our lovely drinks here in a coffee shop. Yeah. So it's a bit noisy all around us. There's children and
we have gone caffeine free.
I've been kind of leaning on chai lattes recently. I know that they're sins, but I've been using my almond milk because I'm still kind of not doing the caffeine. And
you know me,
well, you know, as a result of doing my vegan month, which I really enjoyed, and it really pushed me to think much more mindfully about what I was eating. Yeah. I didn't miss meat, I have to say. I still found it hard with egg and cheese, so I'm just kind of working out where I'm going to be at with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can commit fully vegan all the way through at the moment, but I'm just learning alternatives, and it's made me fall back in love with cooking, and that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I found that with my new kitchen.
Yeah.
I cook like every night we've been in the new house. I was like, who are you? I was like, and I chopped all my vegetables this week.
Oh my
I didn't buy
God.
One ready chopped vegetable. And Daisy said, Mummy, what are you doing? Like, when I was chopping, I said, I'm chopping vegetables. Oh, exciting.
Oh.
Like, she's never seen me do it.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to the podcast anyway. I'm Claire, she's Anna. And just a reminder, you know, the things that we talk about on this podcast, we share our experiences, and we also share some of our listeners' tips and advice. But ultimately, you know, your journey is going to be different from our journey, so just bear that in mind. And obviously, we're not doctors, so go check things out with your consultant or your doctors if you're not sure. But let's kind of talk about the party world, because I have to say, actually, this time last year, I've got to be honest, I was dreading Christmas for a multitude of reasons that I felt fear.
Mm.
I felt scared about how am I going to keep going on my weight loss journey. It was my first Christmas where I hadn't been drinking.
Wow.
And I just felt, oh my God, that kind of social anxiety when you go to a party and you are choosing to do things different, and you do feel like an outsider. Mm. It can be quite overwhelming, can't it?
It really can be. And also, you don't want to stick out. You don't want to. You don't want people to notice you. You don't want to kind of be the one that all your mates are going, oh, she's sat in the corner and she's being boring. I get it. A lot of people are really fearful. Also, on the other side, people just don't want to do a lot of damage to themselves, and that scares them. And then there's the other side, which is, no, but I want it. You know, I want to go and eat all the pigs in blankets and drink all the champagne and still
the
keep...
rebel.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I think it's just a really terrifying kind of prospect, can't it? Christmas and all the food. And we're in a society where it's about overindulgence, isn't it? It is really about, and you look in the shops, you know, it starts end of October, everything is there Christmas wise. So kind of inundated left, right and centre. So I think it's about just being quite mindful.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to mention a few of your tips. We're going to look at some of our tips. And we'd encourage you to get in contact and share. Have you got any bits of advice that you'd like to share with us as well? Because we're all part of a helpful community here, where the idea of kind of, we want to continue the theme of group, really, and
yes,
that image therapy kind of thing.
And I think what's a really important thing to recognise as well is in groups, over the festive period, there is lots of ideas, support, motivation. So, you know, get to your group, stay to image therapy, because they are going to arm you with all the tools you're going to need.
I mean, I'm really impressed how busy group is at the moment. Wow. It's like everyone's like, oh my God, I've got to get in there to fit into that LBD.
And losing weight phenomenally. Yeah.
Yeah,
yesterday, I think we had one of our busiest times in group we've had in a long time. So, yeah.
It's exciting. Everyone's kind of doing the same thing. And it's like that kind of final focus that you really want to do. It's like this time last year I was really gunning for that 4-stone certificate, and now I'm gunning for like my 5.5-stone, getting onto target. So it's amazing what a difference a year can make.
Well, what a difference, like, everyone can make to themselves. And even in like a few weeks left before Christmas, you could lose yourself half a stone of stone, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Really, really could. So, what do you feel, what would your strategies be?
Don't go.
Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding, Okay. I mean, I don't work for a company anymore, so I don't have to deal with the going to the Christmas party.
We can have a Christmas party.
And snogging inappropriate people. And no, I'm kidding. But, in fact, actually, two relationships started from Christmas parties.
Yeah,
works Christmas parties.
I've seen people decimate their careers at Christmas parties.
Do you know what? My thing is, well, the easy thing is, I don't have to worry about drink. You know, it's really interesting listening in group. That kind of game that people play of, well, I'm just going to have three gin and then I'm going to have some of that tonic and then I'll only have three, but I'll have my tea before I go out. It's exhausting. Moderating is exhausting. So I'm so glad that I don't have to think about how much alcohol I'm going to need.
Yeah.
It's freeing.
I think the booze thing is a really, really interesting one because I think the thing that I've recognised with booze more than anything is people's tipping points and how they just don't care anymore. They carry on drinking because they get past that tipping point and then what they eat. So I think you've got to be really realistic. If you do want to lose weight around the festive period or maintain your weight, it's going to be about mediating your alcohol consumption.
There's no way we can do an episode about Christmas party without talking about it. And you know what? The thing that I have learned is if the people and the place that you're going is good enough, you don't need alcohol to have a good time.
Very true.
And actually, if you are going to this place and you don't really want to go, you're probably drinking to get through it. And so when I removed the places and the parties and the people that I didn't really want to hang out at and with,
yeah,
I didn't have to worry about it.
No, it's so true, isn't it? Because actually, if you're needing to add booze in it to get through it, then it's showing you that you're not loving it, isn't it? And
yeah.
I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge. But I think for a lot of our listeners and for where we've been, I did love a drink. You know what I mean? I only don't drink, well, for a couple of reasons, my mental health, my physical health. But I think it's just, for those of you that do like a drink, I think it is really understanding that if you want to maintain your weight or your lose weight, it's going to have to be moderated. You can't drink a bottle of Baileys and a bottle of Prosecco and expect to come out with a weight loss. So I always kind of look at with my members, and again, get to your group and talk about this, making a real strong strategy. What am I going to drink? How am I going to swap it? But also knowing where your tipping point is. Because for me, three gin and tonics in and I don't really care. I'm just like, give me the bottle. So I don't get to three. Well, I wouldn't get to three, I'd stop at two. So really recognising that. Also looking at controlling your own drink. Because I don't know about you, festive season, oh, have a drink, have a Baileys, have a this.
Or if you're at someone's house and they're topping it up and you don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
So when I was drinking and losing weight, I'd go with my own mixer and I'd go with my own booze. Do you know what I mean? And I'd be that girl. And actually it was a sense of control that I had. And also keeping note of it, one of my lovely members talks about writing in her notes, keeping a tally of it, or swapping pennies in her.
You know, there's apps actually
that
you can type in every time you have a drink, and then when you wake up next morning, you can actually see it shows you the picture of all the drinks that you've had. In my moderating days, I was doing that. And
yeah.
It's hard to keep thinking about it.
Well, I think it's hard to keep thinking about it, but also if you are liable to get a bit too tipsy, that's the point, isn't it? So I think it's recognising these things before you go out. We are not here to spoil your fun in any way, shape or form, but we're just talking from a weight loss perspective.
Why do you need it? Just really think about it. Do you know what? Like, I remember with the food diaries and like the Christmas journal, it has like, you know, well, the Christmas Journal in particular has like the three meals for each day, right? So over 7 days, there are 21 opportunities, right? To nail it, yeah. And so, okay, let's say you're going out three nights in a week. Well, that's 3 out of 21. So you've still got 18 opportunities to keep your sins down.
And that's the whole point. And you know, like I always say, free food fixes it all. If we're not thinking about free food...
Don't say that.
If you think about free food first, you're not going to get caught in that trap. Caught in that trap of sins. Because this is the time of year where you need your free food more than anything, don't you? You need to look at free, because the buffet alone could cost you 6 years worth of sins.
I'm terrible. I mean, I literally just mindless eating.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about, like, I really got from doing the vegan thing of like, oh no, I can't just wander into that shop and just buy a chocolate bar and eat it. I have to stop and think, no, do I really want it?
Yep.
I can't eat that one, so can I? Is there an alternative? No, there isn't. No, okay. Oh, the moment's passed.
Yes.
So it's like, it goes back to that surfing the urge thing that we've talked about again and again.
Yeah. But I think knowing, like, eating out at Christmas parties, I think it's got to be, and again your group will be really probably looking into this, about knowing what is going to be a really safe spot and what is, what I always think, well dodgy and back away from. Do you know what I mean? Those beige carpet buffets that can literally, before you filled up your plate, you could absolutely have done a week's worth of sins. Mm. You've got to think, a handful of peanuts, do you know how many sins that would be?
12.
More, 20 sins for a handful of peanuts.
What?
It's mad, isn't
it? Salted.
Yeah, dry roasted, anything like that. So you're eating them as you're going around, you know, you're picking up your mini sausage rolls, your quiches, all those. I just always think, if it's beige and it's got pastry and fat, dodgy. You know what I mean? Arm yourself with that. So thinking free food first, what is on this buffet that I can pick? Also not going hungry. That's another poor place to be at, because, and lots of our listeners that have, Slimmer Hannah said, depends on the party, eat before you go and have healthy free food snacks on the buffet. A Diet Coke, I don't really drink. Dance all night, I like that, bit of body magic. Or enjoy your meal and choose the healthiest on the menu, dressings and gravies on the side. Yeah, brilliant spot. Or enjoy it, it's Christmas, only once a year, and you've worked hard all year for it. I certainly will be enjoying all the roast dinners I have planned. It's enjoying that meal and moving on. It's only one meal in your week. I love a Christmas party. I think the really key thing to kind of note in there is, like, that being prepped for it and knowing how you're going to plan it in. Because absolutely, can you go and enjoy lots of things and maintain your weight? You can, but I think it's that forward planning of it. And like Hannah says, keeping it to that one meal.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting? We posted on our Instagram, come join us on there, at Slimming World Podcast. So a few of you have thrown us some comments. And what's interesting is the word that comes up a lot is everyone says the word enjoy.
Mm.
At no point in any of these messages does it say, I worry about it, I feel guilty or anything. Each one of them says the word enjoy, which really impressed me with that. And I think, as someone who is not necessarily working for Slimming World as a consultant,
yeah,
or anything,
yeah, yeah,
what drew me to the culture was the fact that you can still live life and enjoy yourself and lose weight. And that's what it's meant to
this
be about.
This wasn't meant to make you feel awful. This wasn't meant to make you want to go and sit at home at Christmas with a tangerine and nothing else. But I think the really important thing is knowledge and making that choice and knowing, do you know what, if you choose to go and have something that's slightly higher in sins, that's fine. Don't feel the guilt. Draw the line.
Or, you know, we've kind of talked about other ways that people treat themselves.
Yes.
And so I'm doing that thing at the moment. I am actually doing it where I've started to buy clothes that fit me.
She looks like a new woman today. I was like, wow, who is this woman?
So I'm
She's
starting.
She's got a coat that fits her.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm going out in a few days, and I've actually got an outfit that fits me.
Oh.
And I, you know, I bought a pair of size 12 jeans, oh, and my coat is size 8.
Oh my God,
I've got two
it.
Size 8 jumpers. And I was like, wow, this is great, right? So then when you get ready to go out, then, like,
you don't want to go and spoil it.
No, you don't, right. Do you? You want to feel good and be proud of yourself.
And I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge. Do you know what? Actually, how much is this beige buffet going to absolutely... Are you going to remember tomorrow? You're not. But you will remember the fact that you're in your coat that you've lost nearly 6 stone to wear. So I think it's just putting in perspective. Also, that knee-jerk reaction, I want it, I must have it. Okay, I just try and weigh it up now. If I really want it, I'll really have it. But do I really want it, or is it just I'm trying to, like, deal with something else? We were talking in one of my groups about pushing down emotion. And actually, what a lot of us do around this time of year, because it's tough, and because, I don't know about you, this time of year and Christmas reminds me of loved ones that aren't around and difficult times, it's easy to eat that and push it down. It's easy to be at that Christmas party with your boss that you don't like and nail the tequila. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's just recognising and planning in your head before you go what could possibly happen as well.
It's just cold and it's dark and it's wet and you're inside more. It's like the sun's gone by four.
So depressing.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't
get
mind.
Get a sand
but
lamp.
I, you know what? I have had one of those, but it doesn't really help. You just have
it?
To.
Oh, I love mine. You maybe didn't get a good enough one. Did you get a cheaper one?
Yeah, but I. You know what? I just make sure I go outside in the day. What made me, I also put a post on our Instagram as well about when, like, what was the phrase I used? I feel my best when I'm.
Yes.
And a couple of people, like Ad Mads, put wearing high heels and a slick of lippy, it makes me walk that little bit taller and sassier.
Yes.
And that's basically, take the food and take the alcohol out of the party feel. This is the stuff that you have to remember when you're prepping for a party.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably so stupid that I bet you did this all the time in your glamour days, right?
What do you mean? I'm not glamorous now.
Well, it could be.
I wasn't a glamour model.
Yeah.
It was just...
Anyway, the other day I was doing a presentation, right? Just happened to do a presentation in front of 250 people. It was like,
no biggie.
Oh, never done public speaking this time last year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I decided, do you know what? I'm going to go for a blow dry.
Oh my God. I used to have two blow dries a week before I had a kid.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
my hair was beautiful.
Yeah, you walked all of your walk-ups and you're like, oh, hang on, look at me. Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I need to kind of prep for this. And I'm going to like an award ceremony in a few weeks. And I've already decided, do you know what?
In a blow dry?
Yeah, because I'm not blowing 70 quid on champagne and Prosecco and kebab afterwards anymore. So why not use that money to make me feel good?
Yeah, I did a post the other day on my Instagram. I was going to hospital for a blood transfusion and I put a full face of makeup and everyone's like, why are you doing it? I feel better. I feel better, like, armed. I feel better, like, more positive. And I think that's a really important thing with Christmas and Christmas dues. Do your best.
Yeah.
Sparkle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Also, I think looking at Christmas dues as well, I always think if you're going to have a drink, make sure you're prepped for the next day. And again, Greek will really, really support you with this. This looking at, you know, if I've got a hangover and I know I'm liable to go and call a takeaway or something like that, what can you have in? How can you food optimize it? How can you make sure that you've not blown sins on stuff, but you've free fooded it? So I always have a Slim and Well cooked breakfast ready to rock the next day. My new obsession, I did it as one of my raffle prizes the other week, tinned potatoes. Have you experienced tinned potatoes fried in garlic, herbs? Oh my God.
Is it free?
Yeah, tin potatoes are free. But they're just so cheap and so easy and just the best crispy potatoes you've ever tasted.
Wow, so an apocalypse. That's basically what Anna's going to go straight to. Remember when we did our supermarket sweep? That's basically what you could have got tin potatoes and you could have wiped the floor with me.
The cheaper ones are the better ones. So you've got to go and get a really cheap, chaffy version.
I've heard everything now.
Yeah.
Right, other things. Slim and Will Foodie says, I'm definitely going to enjoy my Christmas parties. Enjoy. Especially my works one. I've spent months planning it.
Oh.
I've made the best choices possible. I've not ordered a dessert. Ah, this is the thing, when you get the menus in advance, you can think about it. I've not ordered dessert because I know there's going to be cheese and biscuits later, so I guess maybe save some hex. Yeah. My plan is to do SP in the days running up to the party, save as many sins as possible for the night itself, to enjoy a few glasses of wine along with my meal. I'm going to attempt the same approach for Christmas Day too, but most importantly, I'm not going to beat myself up if I do overindulge slightly.
I think a thing that's really helped me, like, you know, if you really, really want to enjoy something, like your thing is a mince pie and cream. Love it. Hot, double cream. Really enjoy it. But then what I worked out is there were so many events where it would just be like, oh, actually, steak and jacket potato would be a really lovely option here. I don't need to go and eat all the rubbish that is kind of out there. It stopped me making the bad choices just because I kind of could. So I think it's bearing that in mind.
Gemma says, enjoy it, but without going off the rails completely, eat some pigs in blankets and enjoy, but don't eat all the pigs in blankets.
Yes.
I don't really drink anymore, so would only have one or two, and that's my limit. It's interesting that one of my housemates had these they were like vegan dinosaur sweets. And she left them out and she put a little note saying, hey, these are vegan, help yourself. And I was like, I just got up. And before I knew it, I'd inserted five in my mouth. I'd had five dinosaurs for breakfast because I could. And they were so Moorish. And I was like, I actually had to, like, put them in three bags.
So that you wouldn't touch them.
Tie them up and put them at the back of her food cupboard because I knew I couldn't work from home an entire day without them actually calling to me. Eat me, dinosaur. you want to be eaten. I was like, it's so easy.
Yeah, and we've all got a thing at Christmas time, isn't it? And I think it's just knowing, plan it in, enjoy it, but don't go with reckless abandon and say, right, because I've had one mince pie and double cream, I've got to eat 46.
What else have we got for Christmas party? So,
don't photocopy your bum and tell your boss he's an absolute not very nice person.
Do you know what? Why not? Like, you know how people, I find it really funny with the whole Instagram Slim and Will movement. People take pictures of their amazing food, but not very often do you always see people put pictures of what they actually have eaten. Yeah. Like, imagine if you took a picture of every drink that you had at the Christmas party and a picture of every bit of food that you ate. Yeah, and the next morning you could actually
see it.
Because I'm a big believer on my food diary. I am very honest. I don't try and lie. I record all my over-sinning.
Yeah, who are you lying to?
Yeah. But then I can see the damage it has. I'm like, okay, well, I only lost half a pound that week, but that's because I had 250 sins.
Yeah, but you've always been very good at that. I think some of us are very scared at admitting it.
Yeah.
Because if I admit it, then I've got to deal with it. That's why a lot of people don't like doing food diaries. So I think it's just knowing that actually your food, your body keeps the most accurate food diary of anything.
Yeah.
You can't lie about it, can you? I think the thing you said about enjoyment is more important than anything.
Mm.
Feel good. Absolutely go and embrace it. Really, really don't kind of, you know, go and show off your weight loss. Go and also, really enjoy it.
So I'm doing like this little thing around Christmas time.
What is it?
I'm a bit of a hippie, okay?
Really?
I'll just be
never
out
noticed.
There. I love journaling and thinking and dreaming and all that kind of stuff. So for me, like, December is a kind of, what have I got
reflection
to show
month.
For this
yeah.
year? Yeah, reflection and I'm writing down. And so people talk about having like the cookie jar, yeah, with
yes,
post-its.
I love
so
this.
You get a pad of post-its and you write all the small and big things that you've done for the whole year, and you put them in the cookie jar. And at moments where you want to doubt yourself, you've got hard evidence to show you right there what you've actually achieved. And or you know, maybe get all your certificates and your stickers and put them on the bathroom wall or the kitchen fridge for this month.
The
if you haven't,
fridge. Why have you got another fridge?
Some people might have in a garage.
Yeah, true. All right.
But you know what I mean? Like, get it out and have
celebrate.
That physical reminder of this. You're on this journey. This is where you've got.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is really important to do in December, rather than let the fear and the panic, like I was doing a little bit last year.
Yeah,
I think.
Be confident and embrace what you've achieved. And actually, the fact that you're even trying is a win. And if it goes belly up, it's gone belly up.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself. Next morning, next start.
There you go. Bit of motivation of the mangan right
yeah,
there.
Just don't go to snog around him. Do you know what I mean? At the Christmas do and get sacked.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest. And
or if you're single, I hope you do snog a random and they turn out to be the person of your dreams.
Yeah, but just not your boss.
Well, it might be that that is the person of your dreams. If they're single and they're the right person for you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going into disclaimer territory.
Yeah, can you tell I've been to some dodgy Christmas parties in my time?
And you've been single a long time.
Yeah. Single? Married?
Married.
God, she's just outed me there.
Oh, God.
It's all
oh
been
God.
A lie. I don't really have a husband and a baby.
This is going to be a very different Christmas.
Isn't it?
She bought a house.
Yeah. I'm actually getting divorced for Christmas. Thanks, Claire. Thanks.
Maybe I know something that you don't.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Anyway, whatever you're doing, enjoy your parties. Enjoy yourself.
And just and celebrate where you're at. Do you know what I mean? And what you've achieved. Because we were talking about this in one of the groups. We sometimes forget how far we've come and we're just focusing on what we still have to go.
And send us your pictures and your lovely frocks with your lovely lipstick.
But not your dodgy ones.
Not the dodgy ones, no. Have a great week and speak to you soon.
Bye.